You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
As we venture deeper into the second half of Trump's first year of his second presidency, his actions continue to sow chaos and undermine stability across the globe. Under Trump's second presidency, the US has increasingly acted as a rogue state, a term used to denote both uncertainty in international politics and oppressive domestic policies. I spoke to Associate Professor and Program Director for Global Studies at the University of Auckland, Chris Ogden, about how Trump has turned America into a rogue state and how that will impact the world. What do we mean when we say rogue state?
So it was initially used for a state that was going against the values of the international system, but in particular states that were showing signs of oppressions to their domestic populations, sponsoring terrorism, and also pursuing weapons of mass destruction.
And what is the United States' own history with this term?
So, I mean, contemporarily, we can definitely see that there's increasing constraint upon human rights within the United States, attacks upon minorities, increasing authoritarianism. But more historically, if we look back over decades of American foreign policy, there are many examples of the U.S. sponsoring authoritarian states, sponsoring terrorist organizations, and also pursuing any kind of weapons of mass destruction, be that nuclear, biological, or chemical. And even recently, during this Trump presidency, they've tested and confirmed the presence of new nuclear weapons.
Speaking of Trump's second presidency, what sort of global policy have we seen to reinforce this title?
Yeah, so I think, first of all, in terms of the values, so Trump definitely has an autocratic bent. We can see that domestically, but also the kind of leaders that he is creating ties with. We can also see that he has a very bullying attitude towards international politics, which in many ways threatens international stability and peace. And I think the biggest thing for me is that one mainstay of the current international system is free trade. And his use of tariffs indiscriminately against all countries and regularly doing this is undermining international free trade and therefore, in a way, international capitalism, which is a pillar of the current international system.
And how is this chaos likely to develop as we go further into this Trump term?
Well, I think fundamentally what we're seeing with the tariffs is that it's very hard for businesses to understand what's happening day to day. And that's the same for countries. And I think increasingly we'll see a decoupling away from the United States. So for your typical manufacturer, your typical exporter, and this would be in New Zealand or anywhere, I think they'll be looking for alternative markets. This will have consequences globally in terms of where economic power lies, but I think it'll also have consequences for the United States, that it will lead to a recession at some point. It will also increasingly diminish the value of the dollar, which has already gone down by 10% this year, which is the biggest drop since the 1970s. And that could cause more chaos from inside the United States, more uncertainty, but maybe more issues emanating from the US president in terms of erratic foreign policy behavior.
And how will these changes, how will we in New Zealand feel them?
Well, first of all, the kind of mainstay of foreign policy in terms of having close and cordial links to the United States, I think will be fundamentally under question. I think also a question really to keep in mind is often foreign policy is related to shared values. So can we really say that the values that we're seeing emanating from the United States concerning authoritarianism, diminishing human rights, but instability in the international system, are these really values that Wellington wants to announce it agrees with? I would suggest it wouldn't. So this will require a rewriting of the fundamentals of New Zealand foreign policy. And in the shorter term, a pivot away from the United States as a viable and stable place for either exports but also investment.
Is there a concern that this instability, whether or not in values or just general policy, will bleed out from the US?
Yeah, I think absolutely. I mean, I think the very biggest states in the international system are often the ones who end up determining the prevailing values within that system. So we think, say, after the Second World War, the United States pushed a very democratic-based world order. I think now that it's becoming more autocratic, that can be an inspiration for other states. which we're definitely seeing across Europe. And it's possible that that can be an inspiration for politicians here. so we should be wary of signs of authoritarianism. So that means kind of debasing the rule of law, attacking minorities, attacking the running of elections, high degrees of surveillance. But there's definite possibilities for negative spillover into New Zealand.
What sort of responses are we likely to see from the global community, and how can we actually combat this roguishness?
So what's really interesting is if you look back at how the US said you should respond to rogue states in the 1990s, the ways to respond were sanctions, then boycotts, then you start supporting opposition groups, and then even thinking about regime change. And beyond that, trying to actively use other sources of power to remove the kind of negative regimes. We're already in a way seeing this, in the sense that we're seeing boycotts of American goods. And in many senses, if the world feels that the US is this huge threat to global economic stability, we may well see sanctions. And then beyond that, tacit, if not explicit, support for opposition groups that offer a much more stable alternative to President Trump. I just think it will escalate. I think it will speed up and escalate. It's going to be very hard for us to keep a tab on, but it's definitively something that is happening.
That was the University of Auckland's Chris Ogden on Trump's America as a rogue state and what it means for global politics.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.